Every year, hundreds of people die from allergic reactions to foods that most of us consider ordinary. Tens of thousands of others are hospitalized. Avoiding these attacks is actually getting harder. All the highly processed foods today can hide common allergens, such as nuts and eggs and wheat. Now, the food industry is being forced to do something. NPR's Allison Aubrey has this report.
Laughter spills out the windows of Molly Craig's SUV. This blonde, effervescent mom is singing goofy songs with her kids, Claire and Lily, as she pulls into the grocery store parking lot. But when she enters the store, Molly's fun-loving disposition is replaced by a palpable anxiety. She navigates the aisles like minefields.
I don't go this way. Right here is an open bin of peanuts. Obviously, there's probably peanut particles all around, including on the cans and boxes near it.
Any contact with peanuts could send 2-year-old Claire into anaphylactic shock. Her first attack was stopped with doses of Benadryl and over-the-counter antihistamine, but it's likely a second attack would be much worse. So now the trick is avoiding peanuts, the obvious sources and the hidden ones. For instance, tomato sauces, where peanut butter is used as a thickener, most baked goods, and lots of breakfast foods.
Cereal made by Kellogg's. Now this is nuts, but you need to check the barcode, and if it starts with a K or an N, that was made in a peanut-safe plant.
To make a plant nut safe, manufacturers can set aside separate equipment or a separate processing line exclusively for nut-free foods. It's the most aggressive way to prevent contamination, but it's often prohibitively expensive. For instance, Green Giant frozen vegetables may contain peanut traces because they're processed on the same line as frozen dishes made with a peanut sauce. This is a problem for the Craigs.
I mean, it's amazing to me that I can't buy any of this because of a peanut. You know, they can't make that safe. I know it's expensive for the companies to make a dedicated line, but it's not that expensive to just ensure that you have cleaned it properly.
Cleaning the equipment can prevent contamination, but it's not as easy as it sounds. A trip to the dairy plant at the University of Maryland illustrates why. Here, a sweet, milky smell hangs in the air of this stainless steel cavern. It echoes with the steady churning of an industrial blender. Plant manager Lisa Smith kneels in front of it, filling 5-gallon barrels with the pistachio ice cream that's pouring out.
I'm going to let all the ice cream dispense out, and then I'm going to do 2 cold water rinses and then a hot water rinse with detergent.
Smith rolls her jeans up to her knees and sloshes around in rubber boots. She's blasting every crevice of the machine with an industrial hose. Just when she thinks she's rinsed away all traces of pistachio nut, she suddenly spots something hiding in a groove between 2 metal parts.
There's a little piece of a nut right there. It didn't know I'd get it off, so that's why we do the brushing to ensure that now it is off. These nuts, they're hard to get rid of sometimes.
About 50 times a year, manufacturers recall products when traces of nuts, eggs, wheat, or other allergens inadvertently slip into foods. 10 years ago, parents like Molly Craig would never have heard about such contamination, but there's been a huge increase in awareness. Much of it, the efforts of one frustrated mother. In 1991, Ann Munoz-Furlong founded the Food Allergy and Anaphylaxis Network. It was a way to reach out to other parents of allergic kids. She typed the first newsletter from her kitchen table.
The word of mouth, going to conferences, doing mailings is how people found us. Doctors referred their patients to us. Over and over again, the patients said, "My God, we thought we were the only ones raising a child like this."
A decade later, the Allergy Network's membership is in the tens of thousands. Today, Furlong stands over the shoulder of one of her 16 employees, scrolling computerized lists of recalls, a system she hammered out with industry. The group also urged the Food and Drug Administration to investigate the scale of allergen contaminations. The FDA sent inspectors to dozens of plants. They analyzed hundreds of food samples. The breadth of the problem surprised FDA Food Safety Chief Joe Levitt.
What was found in that survey was that 25% of the samples that were not supposed to have peanuts in them, in fact, did have peanuts in them. And that's dangerous. And that's why we have really made this an important initiative this year.
Another problem they've found is food labels often don't list trace ingredients such as eggs, wheat, tree nuts, even when they're meant to be there. All this attention leaves the food industry with its back up against the wall. In response, the industry is promising a new labeling system that clearly lists all ingredients. And they're searching for better ways to avoid cross-contamination. That means eliminating any trace of potential allergens from processing equipment. It's a major hurdle, but Jupiter Young is tackling it head-on. He's worked for a dozen years to develop a test that will detect the presence of peanut, whether in foods or in the rinse water draining from the production line. Young now runs the research lab at the National Food Processors Association in Washington, D.C. To begin the test, Young takes a small dropper. His deft fingers mix and dispense a solution that contains antibodies to peanut protein. The solution acts like a magnet, attracting even a few molecules of peanut residue.
So when you shake it, give you a maximum chance for the antibody to grab onto the peanut protein, so there's no escape of it.
If there's any peanut there at all, the solution changes color. Young says he imagines his antibodies calling out to the hidden peanut protein.
Yep, it is there. Come on, I'd like to attach to you.
The test takes 5 hours and several advanced degrees to carry out. Ultimately, it must be convenient enough to be run by food plant workers. Rona Applebaum is vice president of the National Food Processors Association.
We want to make sure that they have a tool, in this case is a strip test, that they can dip into the last rinse water and say, hey, it's peanut free. If it's not peanut free, they need to wash it again.
Scientists are also working on similar tests for other common allergens. It's conceivable one day a test like these will also be available to parents like Molly Craig to test foods at home. Until then, she remains vigilant.
I don't know. Do you know anybody whose tendency is just to kind of be slack about things? That would be me. And so I have to fight that constantly.
Especially in the grocery store. Molly turns the corner to baked goods. 8-month-old Lily is slung on her hip, and 2-year-old Claire pulls at her skirt. She whips out her cell phone and dials the maker of a cake mix. She needs to check on its nut policy. By the time she finally reaches the checkout line, she's made several more calls and managed to buy just 5 items. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Burke, Virginia.